okay, disappointing result, but you go back with your head held high because it was a good performance.
Yeah, we do that. We always, we'll always hold our heads high, we're honest, and we give everything that we've got. We might be beaten by a better opposition, but as long as we put the energy levels in, the fighting spirit, the commitment to reflect the badge and the football club, then I'll be reasonably pleased. From a footballing manager's perspective, I'm disappointed to lose a game.
Was the most disappointing aspect the fact that both goals were from set pieces?
Without a question. I don't think they give away goals, that's for sure. Like, I think our biggest problem today was the amount of silly free kicks that we give away. That increased a little bit of pressure. But when you look at the size of the opposition, you know, at times you had seven players in the box and they were all 6 foot plus. You know, we are generally a small side in the League One. So it's disappointing, but I think we are doing a lot of work on set plays, so especially defending set plays. So it could get worse before it gets better, because now psychologically there's a little bit of fear factor in probably when we do give a free kick away, instead of like, well, we do really well on these defensively. You know, the bucket's leaking, so we've got to make sure that we mend it quickly.
Matty Long scored, then got booked for pointing out that Sandro had already been booked when he committed another foul. Should he have been on the pitch, Sandro?
Listen, that's not up to me to decide. The referee, I thought, was very, very... for me, they were both soft bookings. I don't think that Sandro should have been booked, never mind Matty Long, for, you know, what was... And I didn't see it, apparently dissent. Now, I've been led to believe by the Referees Association and, you know, the Football League and the Football Association that if it's not clear and obvious to the crowd or the benches or the infield players, then, you know, basically it should be good housekeeping for that player to get a warning. And I think both were pretty soft bookings, and I think the referee would be disappointed that he couldn't have just, like, had a word with them without the yellow card. If we're going to get to the silly stages where we're handing yellow cards out for, you know, a player actually saying to the referee, I think you've got that wrong, then I think we're in a bad situation. And I think that's what it was. I understand why Sandro was, you know, not happy. And I understand why Matty Long wasn't happy. But they didn't demonstrate, spit and shout in the referee's face for everybody to see. You know, I think they asked the question. They may have asked it aggressively, but I didn't see an aggressive manner in which way both players reacted.
You go back now to a league match on Saturday against Wimbledon. Yeah. How important is that match now?
Listen, it's just an important match. Every match that we have, we take as important as the previous one or the next one. It's just another match in the calendar month in the league. You know, we're looking to get 3 points. We're looking to settle a little bit of nerves. You know, and I can't see any reason why we can't perform as we have done, but get a better result.
Is that really what the league season needs, a confidence boosting win?
Yes, it's what we need, but there's no guarantees. People think it's just going to happen. No, you've got to make it happen. You've got to be brave. You know, it is difficult. You know, we've performed to get more points than we've got in a lot of the games. The one disappointing performance over 90 minutes was Port Vale. And the other ones have deserved to yield more points. We've been beaten by the odd goal in all of those games. Very, very close, but very good games performance-wise. We have to get better results.